It's time to cool your energy bills during these hot temps. Today, joining Rosie and Romy are the experts from Rias. We're tackling common mistakes that could be costing you money. Now back to Rosie on the House.
Good morning, Arizona. You've got Rosie on the House. We're here to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. You'll need to dial a toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348, to get online. Operators are standing by now, named Julia, my daughter. And I think she's there with my granddaughter. I think Braxton's there helping too, right?
Ms. Braxton, you can see her on Facebook this morning with the little headphones on. Yeah, pretty cute.
They're there to take your questions. But the topic of the day, we're going to take your questions on any topic. Because I know a lot of y'all wait all week long just trying to get your question in about some project you're trying to tackle around the house. But the topic we're addressing today, and we've brought experts in the studio to help us cover it in great depth, is all the money and the effort Arizona homeowners waste trying to save money on their electric bill. Okay, so we've brought in our friends from Rias, Mr. Todd Russo. We appreciate you taking time out. We always appreciate our guests taking time because we know this is your family time. So we appreciate it. This is our work day, but I know it's everybody else's weekend. So thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Todd Russo of Rias, Rosie Certified Home Energy Audit Performance Company. That's y'all been on board now, I'd say about 6 years, I believe.
Five, I believe.
Yeah, okay. Correct. Tell us a little bit about, you know, I go much farther back in the local building trades than you do. I can remember building in the 60s, building in the 70s. And, boy, we really never even put much thought into energy costs. Kilowatts were like, I think, 4.5 cents a piece back then.
Yeah, it's definitely been the last 10 or 15 years that energy costs have gone up dramatically and you know, everything, but in our world homes, we've looked at how we build them and how to reduce energy consumption associated with the products that are in a home.
And I've seen the evolution of efficient building. You know, there for a long time, all we did was wrap the thing up in plastic and then stucco it and thought that was it. That was an efficient home, and we were really just killing the people inside the house.
Right, true.
Because we were building the houses so tight that we were actually causing caustic environments inside the home. So then we had to go to all the other different breathable, waterproof materials and stuff like that. But it seems to me, as almost an outside observer, and I'm in the industry and I feel like I'm fairly well connected, but I saw a lot of false starts with energy efficiency schemes, energy efficiency products, energy efficiency gimmicks. But it seems like since this home energy audit performance realm got introduced to housing, nothing ever really made sense or got traction before that.
Yeah, well, you're right. We used to see a lot of different products that came out and made a lot of claims that were not necessarily accurate. And the last few years with APS and SRP introducing the home performance program, they have educated a lot of homeowners and a lot of their utility payers of the right way to address reducing the energy consumption in their home.
And I'll tell you, we have people, you know, you have clients like this. I've had hundreds of clients like this. They just want to beat the man. They're going to spend whatever they have to drop that power bill. And I've seen people chase their checkbook through tens of thousands of dollars, and they're satisfied in saving $15 on their summer cooling bill.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, the reality is in order to save energy on your energy bill, you need to identify what your home needs. And that's the problem with these silos of different contractors that are out there, whether it be the insulation guy, the window guy, the HVAC guy, the guy that does something to your attic system, whatever it might be. They live in silos, and it may or may not be what your home needs.
Exactly. And this Home Energy Audit Performance Act or whatever it was that was ushered in, I don't know, did the legislature usher this thing in or did the utility companies usher it in?
Well, home performance has been around for a while. The program through EPA and Energy Star is relatively new.
Okay.
But we saw it introduced into the Phoenix market in about 2009, 2010, because the Arizona Corporation Commission mandated that their utility companies reduce their energy 2% a year for 11 years with a total of 22%. So the utility companies went out and looked for programming that made the most sense, and they identified home performance as the best fit to reduce energy within their rate base. For the, you know, they have a cost of energy reduction is critical to them. So they found it to be the best use of money that they spend.
And they'll pick certain things that can get done at a home, and they'll subsidize those things. They actually subsidize the home energy audit.
Correct, correct. In fact, the biggest subsidy they have is the audit, because they understand that the number one thing you can do as a homeowner to reduce your energy bill is find out what's wrong with your house before you make an improvement. And that's the big issue, is you don't know who to call. So the thought process behind Home Performance is it takes the whole house and looks at it as a system and looks at each individual component to see how they work in relationship between each other so that you know what your home needs, right? It's like, see, they always use the equation of a doctor. You don't just start taking pills as a doctor, right? The doctor goes in, they run tests, they do ultrasounds, they do, you know, a doctor runs tests to identify what's wrong with you, whether it be blood work, you know, ultrasounds, whatever. And then they determine how to solve the problem. The thought process behind home performance audits is you do that investigation work first to determine what your home needs.
You really need to take a look at the whole thing. And we're going to be talking a little bit about what the real problem is with most homes in Arizona. And it isn't what you think. But for right now, let's go to our first caller. She actually called in before the show started. And welcome Sandy into the conversation. Good morning, Sandy. This is a great question. The answer is going to educate a lot of Arizona homeowners.
Thank you, Rosie.
Go ahead.
So I'm reading your column in today's paper, and I have a power attic fan that's not been installed yet. And after reading your column, I'm thinking I might not need the electrician. I might just need to find my receipt and return it.
Todd, she knows how I feel about it. Why don't you tell her how you feel about it?
Here's what happens when you put a solar attic fan or an electrical attic fan in your attic. You're creating a negative pressure in your attic system, which does reduce the temperature of the attic. But the way it does that is it pulls air. It creates a vacuum in your attic. And that vacuum most likely will be pulling air from your conditioned space. It will be pulling your conditioned air out of your house into your attic. Now, it does obviously pull some air out of the venting, but the venting that's on your roof is not designed for the cubic feet of air that moves, that those air fans move. So the CFMs of air that fan moves, the stationary or passive venting you have in your attic is not designed for that level of volume, so it creates this negative pressure that pull all your conditioned air out of your house.
And the law of physics says a negative pressure cannot exist. It's going to fill it with something. So if it can't fill it with the gable vent on the other end of the house, it's going to fill it with the air conditioning air that it's sucking right through the ceiling. The holes in the recessed cans, the holes in the exhaust fans, the holes in the J-boxes where the ceiling fans are mounted. So, Sandy, I have said for a long time, no one should ever power ventilate their attic, ever. Passive is okay. You're not creating a negative pressure. And I'm let me go into my little sermon on hot attics. We hear a lot of commercials about the fact that it can get to 180, 190 degrees in your attic. And that's absolutely true. It can. But you know what? Even if when it's 190 degrees in your attic, you know how much that heat load is putting on your air conditioning bill? Only a few percent. Your air conditioning bill in the middle of the summer really is only about half your bill. And I'm talking generalities here. If your summer bill is $300, about 150 of that is air conditioning. Only 10% of that is due to the heat coming from the attic. 10% of $150 is $15. And that's only like for 3 months out of the year. So you're spending maybe $50 or $60 a year because your attic may not be properly insulated. We're going to talk about that. What's more important, the amount of insulation or the installation of the insulation?
It's quality, not quantity.
It is, absolutely. So, Sandy, call the electrician and cancel. The other thing we could do, is encourage her to put it on.
We'll come out with a manometer and see what the pressure readings are.
We could come out with the other thing you can do, Sandy, or all of you who have already paid an electrician to do this, go to your pot shops and buy some incense. Where do you buy incense? Do you know where you buy incense?
You got the wrong guy for that.
Yeah. Where do you buy incense?
I think I've seen it at Walmart.
Okay. And tape a couple incense sticks together and light it. And turn your power fan on and then hold that incense up around your recessed cans and your lighting and the J-boxes in your ceiling and the exhaust fan in your bathroom. And you're actually going to see the smoke going up in the attic. It's going to prove to all of you that, yes, in fact, power ventilating your attic sucks air conditioning out of your house.
You can buy smoke sticks as well.
Those are harder to find, though.
Google will find them for you pretty quick.
Can they? Okay. I thought you had to go. I know Granger sells them. Who else sells them? Where do y'all buy them?
We buy them from an out-of-state.
Bulk. Yeah. You buy them in bulk. Okay. So there you go, Sandy. I would highly encourage you not to install that. And you're kind of stealing my thunder, Sandy, because we're going to be talking all show long about things not to do. And that's certainly one of them. The other thing you hear a lot about is radiant barriers in the attic. And then the other thing you hear about is adding a whole bunch of insulation in the attic. And we're going to address those, but not right now. It's actually that's coming up really, really soon. We're going to be talking about insulation. We're going to be talking about windows. We're going to be talking about leaky doors. And we're going to be talking about what really impacts your summer cooling electric bills. But it's all going to be when we get back. We're going to go on a short break. Sandy, we appreciate the call. We just saved Sandy not only the money of installation of the fan, but the long-term increased electric bill she was going to have as soon as she put that thing on. Hot attics aren't the place to start when you're trying to save money on your summer cooling bills. We'll tell you where it is to start right when we get back.